We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Cowboys Sports Network, welcome to the Coach Mike Boynton Radio Show. Brought to you by Brahms Ice Cream and Dairy Stores. Farm fresh for 50 years. Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs. Charlie's Discount Drug. Discount is our middle name. Located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. And by Oklahoma Highway Safety Office. Together we can end DUI. Visit NDUIOK.com to learn more. Now, here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Slim Chickens in Stillwater. It's the Coach Mike Boynton Radio Show tonight. And another big weekend for the Pokes as we hit the road to take on Nebraska. Actually, not a true road game. Be playing them in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, although it will certainly be a partisan Nebraska crowd, that's for sure. Part of this really hard stretch of games. And after this game, the opponents lighten up a bit. Two little bit easier non-conference games to finish out the non-conference portion of the schedule before Big 12 conference play begins. And it begins early this year on January 2nd when Iowa State comes to town. So tonight we've got a special treat. We'll be joined by assistant coach John Cooper. Coach Boynton is out recruiting, taking advantage of every opportunity he can get his hands on, as our fans know, to pursue the best players he can bring to Oklahoma State. So he sends his regards and wishes he could be here, but he is trying to get more players. So we'll see him later in the weekend up in Sioux Falls. Also, we'll be joined by Thomas DeZogba. He'll be coming by about 6:30, and we'll visit with the Cowboy guard as well. If you have a question for Coach John Cooper, you can send it to us via text on our Verizon text line, 405-747-0338, a service of Academy Sports and Outdoors, or you may send it to us via Twitter at my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice. We'll come back and start our conversation with Coach John Cooper after this. Live from Slim Chickens, just north of Gallagher-Iba Arena, it's the Coach Boynton Radio Show from Learfield.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where the air smells of fresh-cut grass, artificial turf, and smoked meats.
Kielbasas.
Where the radio only plays marching bands. And being able to read the defense is more important than being able to read.
Just kidding. Stay in school.
But what makes Fansville truly special are the people who call it home field.
The fans.
The type of people who tailgate before the tailgate.
Ask the Dr. Pepper.
Who aren't afraid to shout, "My grandma could have made that kick." because that's the honest truth.
She's 90.
Passionate fans bound by loyalty, tradition, and the sweet, sweet nectar of the college football gods.
Dr. Pepper.
Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
What makes Slim Chicken so delicious? It all starts with fresh, all-natural tenderloins. Buttermilk marinated, then lightly hand-breaded with our famous southern spices. And we cook them fresh when you order, every time. Try them with one of our 17 house dipping sauces. So come share a meal with us. Whether you're dining in, driving through, or feeding a crowd, Slim's has you covered. Slim Chickens. Fresh, delicious chicken. Proud supporter of OSU Athletics.
Hey, Cowboys fans. Academy Sports and Outdoors is the place to go when you need the gear to support your team. Academy is your one-stop shop for Oklahoma State jerseys, T-shirts, caps, novelty items, and more at everyday low prices. Be sure to visit your local Academy store or academy.com to stock up on OSU gear for the season. Academy Sports and Outdoors, proud partner of the Oklahoma State Cowboys.
The right stuff, the low price, every day. Academy.
Oklahoma State fans, you can sleep easy tonight. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Cowboys and get great discounts throughout the website. They have pillows, bed sheets, mattresses, and even a bed for your pet. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Cowboys and save big on great products today. Again, that's MyPillow.com and use promo code Cowboys.
Welcome back. Slim Chickens here in Stillwater, just north of Gallagher Iba Arena. If you have a holiday party, keep Slim Chickens in mind. Give them a call here, just north of Gallagher Iba Arena, 1011 North Boomer Road. Check out their tailgate pack. They have a lot of options for big parties. Holidays can be a bit of a hassle, especially those big meals you have before the actual holiday meal. Those are the ones that are tough. So let these guys take care of it. Slim Chickens here, proud supporter of Oklahoma State sports and Cowboy basketball. As we mentioned, Cowboy assistant coach John Cooper is with us. Of course, he's one of two former head coaches to be on Coach Boynton's staff, along with Scott Sutton. And Coach Cooper, having worked at Tennessee State and Miami of Ohio as a head coach, we appreciate you stopping by.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, glad to have you. So with that thought in mind, let's start with this. Coach Boynton now is going year one to year two. Uh-huh. As you think back on your experience, first year as a head coach compared to the second, what was different? What do you remember about that?
I think probably the main thing is you knew what to expect.
Yeah.
That is, it seems very simple, but that was also what you had to conquer. You know, as you're heading into your first year, there's just so much going on, and everything is new. You're just really attacking it in some ways as it comes. But now when you know what is coming and those kind of things, it really is a whole different ball of wax that you're trying to handle and navigate and those kind of things. You have a better feel for how you want practice to go. You have a better feel for, you know, what you want the guys to be doing at certain times. And sometimes that familiarity makes it even harder.
Yeah. You know, and I guess part of this is just like players, the game slows down. The job slows down, I guess, where you can see things more clearly.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, you're able to settle. You're able to relax. And I think what happens, too, after the first year, you recognize the things that are easy for you to see and pick up in games from a coaching standpoint. And you also recognize some of the things maybe that you don't pick up or see as easy. And so what happens is it allows you now in your second year to really be focused in and to pay attention to those things because some things just come to you more natural
sure.
than others.
So when you put a staff together, Do you do so with sort of that thought in mind? Would you look for someone specifically, whatever it might be? I don't pick up on maybe it's zone offense structure. Well, it could be any of a number of things. Do you think about that as you put a staff together to say, wait a second, okay, this is not my strong point, but it's his? And you try to put guys together that way to address some of the areas, or is that realistic?
Well, I think sometimes it can be realistic. I also think, you know, there are times that you may not really completely know what your weaknesses are.
Sure.
You know, and, you know, it's just like anything else. You go into a new job, you're doing the job, and all of a sudden some things come up on you, and you're like, oh, this isn't necessarily my strength. But I think what happens is as you figure that out now, whatever staff you may have, that allows you to use your staff to help you address those areas. You know, whether it be in the summer, having different guys on the staff, maybe someone studies zone defense, maybe someone studies under OB play or whatever it may be,
right,
and then come. And it also gives you an opportunity from a head coaching standpoint, if you want to get out and see some guys practice in the summer, some different coaches, or if you want to talk to them on the road, sit down and meet with them and pick their brain about some things that you've been able to see that they do very well.
Is it hard at first to delegate?
Yes.
It is.
I wondered about Coach
Boynton as a first-time head coach. That's the first thing that comes to mind when you're a boss for the first time, is figuring out how to delegate things.
Yeah, I think that is. I can remember that. And I can't speak for Mike, per se.
Right, right.
But, you know, I think what happens is you, the longer you do it, you don't let all of the stuff get in the way of why you're there to do it. You're there to coach. There are going to be things that you don't know. There are going to be things maybe that you're just not as familiar with. That's okay. That's normal. So, you know, but, you know, when you're hired and you get a job, I don't know if you look at it that way, you know, but it's okay not to know. And
sure,
I don't think most people realize that from the outside, that, you know, there may be something that happens in a game and maybe you're not familiar with how you want to adjust to it or deal with it as it pertains to your team. That's okay. It's not the end of the world. That's why, you know, you talk to guys that have done it for years and years, and they talk about their experience and they talk about the things they've learned through the years. That's just what happens.
So when that does happen, talking with assistant coach John Cooper, kind of getting into some coaching stuff here, I hope you find it interesting. So when that happens, do you fall? Let's say it happens in the middle of a game. It's like, oh boy, I didn't see this coming, or it's a little different defensive scheme, not quite sure how to handle it. Do you revert back to the team's strengths and say, this is what we do well, we're going to tweak it this way, and you know what, we're just going to go execute, and whatever they do, to heck with it. Is that the attitude you have to take when
that happens? I think at times, absolutely, yes. And then, too, I think it helps, too, if your staff is able to possibly give you a couple of different ideas. Not necessarily that they give you the correct idea, but that the fact that they can give you some input that also allows you to maybe think of something in a different way.
Right.
And that input may, in fact, reinforce what you thought what you were going to do anyway.
Yeah.
As being right. But the fact that you have someone that's able to put it there and you're, hey, well, maybe we should try this, allows you to take your idea and think about it as it pertains to what's going on the court. And you may say, okay, yep, what I was going to do, that's it. That's the right direction we want to go.
So do you want to have guys, though, that will, on your staff, that will maybe set you straight, so to speak? You're in that crisis, and you're thinking one thing.
You said that. I didn't.
But do you want the guy to speak up? It's like,
well, no,
boy,
absolutely.
Coach, I don't know. I don't know about this.
I didn't want yes men. I didn't. And I know Mike's the same way. You want people that have ideas, people that have thoughts. You may not agree with them all the time, but I think that's important because, you know, at the end of the day, it's what you hope everyone realizes. We want to win just as bad as he wants to win, the
sure.
staff.
Sure.
So the common denominator is winning.
Right.
So with that being the case, then anything that's thrown out from whether it's me, Scott, David, DK, or whoever, it's with the idea of mind that it's going to help the team.
Right. It's not somebody running their mouth just to try to act like they're smart.
Exactly.
They don't last.
Right. That's exactly right. And, you know, now whether or not he decides, okay, we're going to do this, and whether or not he agrees with it at all. But that is what the intent is.
Who was the best coach you were ever around terms of scheming an opponent, coming up with a specific game plan? For example, the obvious situation would be you're an underdog.
Right.
But could come up with something that gave you a chance, if not victory. Anybody come immediately to mind?
That I played for?
Played for, coached with, or just were exposed to in any respect? Just someone you're familiar with.
Well, I mean, I think obviously there are some that are out there. I know so many people in coaching, so I'll keep it more in a familiar circle. Eddie Fogler and Rick Duckett, two best I've been around as far as – and I'm not talking about Mike now, but just because
– Right. Well, he's
through the breadth,
taking him out
of the years. Yeah, absolutely. The two best at making an adjustment or a scheme that will counter something that the opposing team does that will pose problems or challenges for what they're wanting to do.
Okay, one more category on that front, and then I'll let you off the hook. Best teacher. In terms of teaching the game, attention to detail, I mean everything. I mean from timing of screening action to angles, everything. Intricacies of offense, you know, everything. Teacher.
This is what I'll tell you. Larry Brown's unbelievable.
Is he?
He is unbelievable. Larry Brown.
Wow, interesting.
But Larry Brown, if you look at the breadth of his work, he is one of the best in general. You look at where he's been, anywhere he's ever been, he wins. He's going to win.
Just like Coach Sutton. I mean, it's the same exact thing.
You know, it's just whatever it is they have or whatever. And like, I never played for Coach Brown, and obviously he was a North Carolina. That was the background. And, you know, he coached at Kansas while I was in high school, and then even when I came out, recruited me, but didn't go there. But just, I know so many people that know him, I've seen, been around. I don't have this great relationship with him or anything like
familiar.
That. But boy, oh boy.
Wow.
You've got a chance if he's on your side.
Boy, those are fun times. Those are fun guys to be around and to observe, even for people like me. John Cooper, assistant coach, is with us here tonight on the Coach Boynton Radio Show. So how has Coach Boynton changed year two from year one? What's been different? Anything?
Probably a little bit more particular in that he knows more what he wants, more set in his ways a little bit more, which is normal.
Process, I guess. You have to figure out who are you.
There it is. Who are you? Who are you going to be? How are you going to go about doing it? Discover yourself. You can't be like me. You can't be like this guy. You can't be like that guy. But who are you? So I would tell you that. And I would tell you, too, probably more comfortable, I would say. And I don't know if he would agree, but he's more comfortable because you've seen it. You've done it. Been there.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a more comfortable feeling.
He seems to me, and I remember a comment he made after the game at TCU last year in mid-February, and the Cowboys, you know, team, we didn't play particularly well in that game.
No.
And lost.
It's funny you say that game. At TCU.
Sorry, I didn't mean to bring
it
up.
No, at TCU.
Yeah, it was Saturday night.
Yeah.
But I remember what he said after the game. He said it publicly. I've got to take on more of a leadership role. I really thought that my seniors could do it, and that's probably not realistic. So he talked about how he was changing. And the one thing that seems to me that I've noticed more so even this year than even the end of last, he's louder in practice. He's always been vocal, but now probably a little more demonstrative. You think, am I picking up on something there?
No, you're right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. So I've always said this, and I've never been in this position. To me, and this was my thought, and I may be wrong, the hardest job when you get your first head coaching job is to get your head coaching job at the same school that you're working at, and you go from assistant to head coach. To me, I've always thought that would be incredibly hard.
Why do you say that?
Because as much as you don't want it to happen, it has to happen somewhat. Your relationship with the kids has to change.
Oh, wow. I had not thought of that.
It has
to. Yes.
And not that that's good, bad, and different, but, you know, it's You know, it's like growing up, you know, you grow up, you have a brother, and your brother leaves the home, and now he's got a wife and kids. It's just, not that the relationship changes, but you look at him, he's different.
Of course he is.
So as a player, now the things, see, here's what you have to remember, and this is what I always say. Players' natural inclination is not always to go and bring every single thing to the head coach.
Of course not.
Because they can come into the assistant's office, and the assistant is going to, okay, blah, 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 boom, you know.
Be a bit of a buffer at
there
times.
There you go.
Sure.
Well, so the head coach doesn't always, you don't know as much as you knew as an assistant. Never do. You don't. And good assistants.
Lots of stuff gets under the rug, so to
speak. But good assistants make sure, you know, obviously there are things, but good, bad, and different, there are things that you can handle.
So you manage it.
Right. That don't need to come to
the head coach.
That's right.
Interesting.
And so now when you are not happy about how long practice is, so when you're the assistant or when you're the player and you're talking to the assistant, you're not happy, you come in, coach, man, we're going so long. Why? Man, coach is tripping. That's how they talk. You know, that's what they say. All right.
I wouldn't even know how to decipher it. I'm so old.
There you go. And so you're like, hey, man, listen, we got to get better. We got to do this. We're doing this. Everything else. We'll be all right. You don't go tell coach that.
Damn. Yeah, because a lot of bad things could happen out of that.
Coach,
yeah.
Practice is too long. You're tripping. Doesn't go over well.
I'll bet not. I can think of several coaches I've worked with over the years.
There
I don't think
go.
I want to see the response or be in the room for the flying objects that might come at you.
There you go. So it's a different deal. And I bet he would say, and he hadn't heard the conversation.
Oh, DeZagua's coming in. Yeah, Thomas is coming.
He would tell you, and it's just a different dynamic. There's something else added to it that brings a different dynamic to it. If that makes sense.
Interesting. Yeah. And talking to John Cooper, assistant coach for Mike Boynton here at Slim Chickens for the Coach Boynton Radio Show, you know, and it is interesting with Coach Boynton watching him change in just the way he – and you're talking about managing the players and being louder. I mean, to be honest, when I first went into practice this year, that was one of the first things that struck me. It's like, oh, boy, now –
he's
now,
louder.
Now we're on.
Right,
I mean,
he's louder.
He's louder. He's a lot louder.
Yeah.
And I'm getting an interesting look from DeZagua as I say that, because that means they're going to hear more.
Right.
But, you know, that being said, is you kind of think about that evolution as a head coach. Has it changed how he uses you guys? Or has it pretty much stayed the same in terms of how he works with you guys as assistants? Because that was new, too.
Yeah, I'm sure it's changed some, certainly. Just because of that, he knows sort of what he's looking for, and you know, the longer you become a head coach, in some ways, you're not as concerned about the feelings of some people within the inner circle, and that's part of management. It's not that you don't care about them.
It's true in any organization.
So I tell people that all the time. It's not necessarily about, for instance, one of the guys. I may say something, they don't like it. And it hurts their feelings. That doesn't mean I don't care because I hurt your feelings. That's not what it's about. At the end of the day, it's about the end goal in mind. And maybe I have to hurt your feelings for us to get to the end goal.
You
bet. Depending
on
who you are, you know, just to, you know, everyone processes and takes things in a different way. But what you have to make sure is, it doesn't take away from my caring and my love for you because I have to tell you something that you don't want to hear or you don't like, or you don't like how it's given to you.
It's interesting. I had a coach tell me one time, if I let you stay in your comfort zone, you'll never maximize your ability.
You won't grow.
I have to push you beyond your comfort zone for you to be the best player you can be. If I don't do that, then you'll never, ever reach your potential, because reaching your potential means going further than what you think you're capable of. True or not true?
It's absolutely true. And most people cannot get there by themselves. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. There are very few in any chosen field, you can find it, that can do that. And a lot of times, they're the special ones.
Oh, they're the Hall of Famers.
That's right. they, for whatever reason. But if I don't push you, there's no way you grow. If I allow you to be comfortable in the process of trying to help you get better, and I bring you into workouts, and every day the workout is comfortable, you'll never get better.
No.
So there are going to be days where you're going to be pushed. There are going to be days where you're not going to like me for that hour. But you have to be able to deal with all different things going on and still be able to get better in your chosen profession, whatever it may be.
Talking with assistant coach John Cooper here at Slim Chickens on the Coach Boynton Radio Show. We'll take a break, come back with more in a moment. Live from Slim Chickens, it's the Coach Boynton Radio Show from Learfield.
This is Debbie, owner of Charlie's Discount Drug. Don't waste your time enrolling in a rewards or discount program. At Charlie's Discount Drug, our discounts are for everyone, every day. We also have monthly Mason vitamin specials and bi-monthly wholesale price center specials. Save your time and money at Charlie's Discount Drug, 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
How long has it been since you've been to Paradise? Paradise Seven Clans Casino is new and improved, featuring 7C Land and Cattle Steakhouse, the best wine and steak menu from Oklahoma City to Wichita, an indoor conference and event center for your favorite acts, and all your favorite gaming action on the floor. We're ready for you to come back to Paradise.
Won't you take me back to Paradise?
Highway 77 in Red Rock. It's been too long.
Are you a small business looking for financing? At First National Bank and Trust Company, we value the partnerships we share with local business owners. From investment properties to working capital, First National Bank is there to lend a hand. First National Bank and Trust Company, your first choice in banking, with branches located in Stillwater, Morrison, Weatherford, Cordell, and Hinton. Go Pokes! Member FDIC.
FFO Home, your one-stop source for top-quality furniture and mattresses at great discounts, is a proud sponsor of OSU Athletics. With 10 great stores in Oklahoma, you'll find everything you need to furnish the home of your dreams, up to 50% less than you could anywhere else. Come by and visit the all-new FFO Home, or visit us online at ffohome.com. Go Pokes!
Is hunger turning you into a slowpoke? With more than 30 restaurants on campus, there's plenty of options to feed your inner cowboy. Whether it's breakfast at the crack of dawn or a midnight snack, there's something for everyone, no matter the time of day. Burgers and fries, fresh fruit smoothies, made-to-order sandwiches, and more make it easy to satisfy even the biggest cowboy appetite. University Dining Services, where the cowboys dine.
So I hear you're looking for custom decorated apparel. Oh, and you need it fast with free graphic design along with local free delivery. Then call or email Stillwater Screen Printing and Embroidery. Their sales team will walk you through the entire process, making sure all your needs are addressed. They've been serving this amazing community for over 20 years and know the ins and outs of the decorated apparel industry. Whether it's t-shirts, polos, hats, or promotional items, you can find them at StillwaterScreenPrinting.com or call 372-7600 to get your project started. Conveniently located at the corner of 6th and Knobloch behind Firehouse Subs. See you soon and go Pokes!
Welcome back to Slim Chickens. We continue on the Coach Boynton Radio Show. Assistant Coach John Cooper is with us, and Coach Boynton sends his regrets, but he's doing something he has done very well during his tenure here at Oklahoma State. He's out recruiting, and just take a look at next year's signing class. It'll be coming in, one of the best classes in America, and you see that that's one of the many things in his wheelhouse. This week, Coach Cooper, a lot of sessions, Coach Boynton meeting with the players individually, going through video during this finals week. What's the thought process behind that, and how do you think they benefited?
In many ways, it's like the midterm.
Okay.
Although we haven't been playing that long, it's a perfect time. You've got finals that are ending. You have more time just to concentrate on basketball. And it's also an opportunity to sort of get a barometer on where the guys' minds are. you know, how do you see yourself? How are you feeling about the season? Some guys are playing more than they thought they'd play, and some guys aren't playing as much.
Right.
And we know as you go through a season as a head coach, you know, depending on if you have 12, 13, 11 guys, it's all about making sure that the locker room is in a good place, that everyone understands what you're expecting of them. You know, as you go forward, here's the expectations, here's what I'm looking for, this is what you're not doing, and in order for you to play more, this is what I need you to do. And then also to give the kids an opportunity to tell you how they feel and what they also see out there.
Did you do the same thing last year? Do you remember finals week?
I don't
Something
remember.
Similar?
I don't know if he brought him in for film. I think we had meetings, though. He had the individual meetings with them. So
there's one thing I remember is it seemed like, and this is pretty unusual, when you left the floor against Wichita and took the floor against Florida State, you were a lot better that next Saturday, it seemed. Oh, shoot, you beat a team that's in the Elite Eight. I mean, that says it all. But it seemed like there's a lot of times in finals week, teams just kind of meander because they're distracted and practice times are fouled up and maybe there's too much emphasis placed on all those things. But it seemed like you were a different team. I mean, you played well against Wichita first half and you were in the game most of the game, but the Florida State game was really good. Did you feel like that kind of that improvement process started then or no?
I can't say that I did. What I thought more than anything is, in going back to the Wichita game in comparison to the Florida State game, is that we maybe didn't understand how we needed to win.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, and sometimes you need the loss to help you.
Sure.
Understand what this particular team needs to do to win. And I thought we had a better feel for that after the Wichita State game, because obviously they came in, played well, very good team. But I don't think there was anyone in our locker room that walked out saying, we couldn't beat them. I think everyone thought we could have beat them, but we can't get dominated on the boards like we did. You know, there are things we have to do as a group in order for us to be successful.
What are the big points of emphasis right now in terms of what the staff feels like needs to get done for this team to improve?
Well, I think, one, we've got to quit having lapses from an offensive standpoint in the execution of our offense. We've got to do a better job somehow of rebounding the basketball. And to me, that's more of a concerted group effort. A lot of times when you're struggling on the boards, then, you know, not play guard, but I think that's when those guys got to come help us some more. You got to come down. You got to help us. Just got to figure it out. I think that's the one thing I always tell guards. When you play guard and that's the position you've played the whole time, it's not about how you go rebound, but you got to figure it out. And let's go help the big guys rebound the basketball. Obviously, we've got to make sure that we take care of the basketball.
Right.
So if we can get execution, if we can rebound better, and if we can take care of the basketball, those are three areas that we shore up, because offensively, typically, you know, when we get good offensive possessions, execution, we get good shots. And then, I mean, it's no secret. I think the percentage now, it's either 43%, maybe somewhere in there. That's what we're shooting from the three-point line as a team. I'd actually like to see us get, you know, from an assistant standpoint, a few more attempts at that number that we're shooting the basketball. And then, of course, it's knocking some free throws.
You were talking about rebounding.
Uh-huh.
Is it safe to say that many times when teams struggle on the glass, it can be a byproduct of struggles in your half-court offense, struggles on defense? So I'm going the same direction. If your offense is good and the defense is moving, there's a decent chance somebody can get to the offensive glass unaccounted for
there
because they're scrambling. Same is true on the defensive end. If you're guarding really well, you're going to be able to get guys blocked out. If you're getting broken down, help comes, same concept. So does rebounding usually improve as those two areas improve?
I think it does. And I think you can, you know, even if you look at our half-court defense, do a better job, be more solid in our ball screen coverage, just not get broken down off the bounce as much. What does that mean? The more you can stay out of rotations.
Yep.
The more you can stay out of rotations, I'll say it again, the better defensively you are.
Sure.
And what are rotations? Someone, Diz gets beat off the bounce. I come over to help. Now that guy pitches the ball. Now we're in rotations.
Yep.
The more we can guard the ball, keep people in front, that keeps us out of those situations.
Final thought as we wrap things up with John Cooper, and then Thomas DeZagua has been nice enough to come over and chat with us. Nebraska, just from what you've seen and what the staff has put together, what are your thoughts? Team has been ranked in the top 25.
Experienced. They've got five guys on the court that can score at all times. Get up and down. Skilled. They're a tough cover. Very, very tough cover. Roby, who plays the five for them, can take it and put it on the ground. He plays like a guard at the five position. And so this is a team that is expecting to make the NCAA tournament. They haven't been there in a while, played very well down the stretch. I want to say Nebraska last year was 13-3, maybe?
Yeah.
They won 13 games in their league and didn't get to the
tournament. Felt like they should have been in, yeah.
Absolutely. So they won 13 conference games, didn't get in. So that's the expectation. And so we're going to have to play extremely well. We're going to have to do the job on the boards. We're going to have to be able to sit down and guard them in multiple positions.
Yeah, and it's funny. Their defensive numbers look very similar to Houston's.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, a lot of similarities. Guard to three well. Field goal percentage.
Right.
Defense very good. Rebound well, et cetera, et cetera.
And I think everyone that was there or had an opportunity to watch that game, you got an opportunity to see that Houston is really good.
Oh.
They're a really good basketball
team. They beat LSU.
Yes, they did. I watched that game last night.
So. Yeah, and kind of old school.
Well, they were down 14, 15 points, if I remember.
They were, yeah, they were way down.
Down maybe 11 at half and came back and just sort of hung around, and Brooks got going. And, you know, but what it showed you was a veteran team that never lost their poise. And they just sort of hung in there and they weathered the storm.
There's some of that in here Saturday.
Yeah.
They just kind of,
that's exactly right.
No big deal.
Yep.
Interesting. So. Coach Cooper, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you stopping by, and we'll see you later in the week.
Well, you know, I always know you save the best for last, so we got Dizzy coming on. So
yeah, I wish we had a Nerf
hoop. I know where I stand in this whole deal here.
We'd make him shoot 1,000 Nerf hoop shots if we had one put up, but we'll spare him that. So,
absolutely.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Assistant Coach John Cooper with us. When we come back, Thomas DeZagua sits in. We'll see what's on his mind, and it's always fun when he's around, so we'll have a fun time with him. Back with more after this from Slim Chickens. It's Coach Boynton Radio Show from Learfield.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility Technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Hey parents, have you signed your child up for the McDonald's Pistol Pete Partners Kids Club? Pistol Pete's Partners is the official OSU Athletics Kids Club designed to get kids excited about OSU and become fans at a young age so they can be fans for life. For just $25, members receive discounted football and men's basketball ticket offers. Get in free to OSU soccer, women's basketball, tennis, wrestling, baseball, softball, and have access to exclusive parties with the athletes and much more. Visit okstate.com/kidsclub to sign your kid up today. Also sponsored by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Mercy Health.
Chris's University Spirit on Campus Corner in Stillwater, Oklahoma is proud to be your one-stop cowboy shop since 1986 and proud sponsor of Cowboy and Cowgirl Basketball. We specialize in custom-printed OSU apparel and merchandise and pride ourselves in giving our cowboy fans the best game day shopping experience in the state. So whether it be a new orange hoodie or a new license plate, we have all the gear to get your family game day ready. Come see us at the corner of 3rd and Knobloch on historic Campus Corner, and be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Remember, you can shop 24/7 at chrisuniversityspirit.com, and thanks to all of our loyal and true customers.
For nearly a decade, OG&E has committed over $1 million in scholarships to the College of Engineering, Architecture, and Technology, ensuring tomorrow's workforce. From internships to job opportunities, OG&E is proud of our partnership with Oklahoma State University. As an Oklahoma company, it makes sense OG&E helps grow the communities we serve. So to share ongoing success stories, we created OGETogether.com, a site with news that covers our growing future. Come see what we can do together.
Hey, Cowboy fans, nothing beats being there live to cheer your favorite team on to victory. Prime Sport, the official fan travel partner of Oklahoma State Athletics, is your source for ticket, hotel accommodations, and VIP experiences to all the biggest sporting events in the country. From the regular season to bowl season, get your official tickets, travel, and VIP packages and more at PrimeSport.com.
Don't just watch it on TV. Go to primesport.com for the ultimate game day experience.
What's the only place to get hyped for game day? Gain access to free giveaways and everything OSU Athletics? Follow OSU Athletics on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram today. You'll be the first to receive updates directly from the athletic department for all cowboy and cowgirl sports as they compete for conference and national titles. Visit okstate.com and click the media tab to find a list of all sports, coaches, and OSU personalities to follow. Go Pokes!
We continue on the Coach Boynton radio show from Slim Chickens in Stillwater. Next up, Sunday against Nebraska in Sioux Falls, South Dakota at the Pentagon. We'll be on the air at 5, tip at 6, a rare Sunday night game for Oklahoma State. In fact, I can't remember the last time we played on a Sunday night. It's been a while, so in case you're wondering, an interesting note. Joining us now is Cowboy guard Thomas DeZagua. Thanks for coming by.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Finals done?
Yes, sir.
How'd it go?
Really well.
What is your major?
Liberal arts with a minor in philosophy, sociology, and religion.
How'd you get down that path?
I guess liberal arts gives me the flexibility to kind of just learn what I want to learn.
Which is what?
I don't know. I guess my
minor. To be determined.
Yeah, I guess my minors are philosophy, sociology, and religion. I don't know, liberal arts kind of is like all the professors have kind of taught that to be always thirsty for knowledge and to be an ever learner. Mm-hmm. Growing up in a household with two teachers, with my father and my mother, they were big on reading and always learning and trying to improve. So I kind of wanted to just get into like a type of degree that would always make me thirsty for knowledge and always wanted to learn.
Well, that's awesome. Now, your dad coached, but what did he teach and what is your mother taught?
My mother she's a political science major, and she worked in the banking for a little bit, and then she went into education, and she was a second grade teacher. So she did that all the way up to now. She just works in like the offices at the middle school I went to, Villa Madonna.
Yep.
And then my father was a math teacher
Really? Math teacher?
Yes. He's a double major in math, and he taught PE also, so physical education he was a double major. And he was a math teacher for 20-plus years, I'd have to say.
Like high school?
Yes.
So hard stuff.
Yeah. He could teach he's really good in math. He has a math mind.
Wow. There aren't many of those guys running around.
No, there isn't.
I mean, math major coaches? I mean, there's some here and there, I'm sure, but that's a unique combination.
I didn't get those brains. I didn't get the math brains.
Sell yourself short.
Yeah, I wish I did.
Thomas DeZagua was with us here and just kind of hanging out, having a nice visit here, and feels like basketball weather out there. Boy, you ever got used to the weather? I mean, you're from Florida, from the Tampa area.
Yeah.
Have you got used to this? Do you like it? Do you like, oh, boy, this is – I mean, what do you make of this?
I do like the cold. You know, my favorite is in Oklahoma, you really do get all four seasons.
And then some.
Yes, no doubt. But in Florida, you really only get one season. That's summer, basically. It's hot year-round. So I really do enjoy seeing the leaves change and everything. And right now it's raining, and I love the rain.
Yeah. Because if you get it at home, it just happens in the afternoon.
Exactly. And sun showers.
A rainy day is unheard of almost, unless there's a hurricane. You don't want one of those either.
No doubt.
Talking with Thomas DeZagua here, I understand. I just learned this. You have a lot of interest in mythology. Is that right? Greek mythology?
Yeah. Growing up, I read a lot of the Percy Jackson books and everything. So this summer we went to Greece.
Yeah.
I was having a blast. It was great sightseeing over there.
So what among in that genre, what's your favorite? What do you really like?
God? Which god do I like?
Yeah.
Poseidon, probably, the god of the sea.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know. I guess the water makes up 75-78% of the earth. Don't quote me on that because I don't
know. No, but you're probably pretty close to right. And here you say you don't have a math mind and we're finding out something different.
There you go. But yeah, so I guess he controls most of the earth. So that's, I guess, probably why I choose Poseidon.
How'd that interest get started?
I got introduced to the books Percy Jackson. It's about like a demigod who's half god, half man.
Right.
And I don't know, those books are very captivating and they just drew me in.
Also understand you have an interest in film.
Yeah. I watch a lot of game film, and I watch a lot of movies.
Well, game film, yeah, we can talk about game film. We're blue in the face, you're a movie guy. That's what I want to hear
about. Big movie guy, no doubt.
So are we talking modern? Do you go back and watch any classics? I mean, what do you like?
A little mixture of everything. I dive in a little bit of every genre.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So not necessarily a favorite? Or yes?
See, I get asked that question a lot because I say I'm a movie guy, and it's just
and
so
everybody
hard
wants to know.
Everybody wants, and I just, it's very hard to say the top five or top 30.
So are you one, because a lot of people do this with music. I do. I'm kind of in a certain mood, so I'm going to match my music with my mood or take the music and put it to where it's maybe going to put me into a certain frame of mind. Do you do that with movies? Are you kind of like, I'm feeling this tonight or no?
Kind of, actually.
Most people do that.
No doubt. I will say anytime Harry Potter is on, I will always watch that.
Really?
Huge Harry Potter fan. So no matter my mood, if we're talking about like an overall series, Harry Potter is my
What's your favorite of that?
Out of Half-Blood Prince would be my favorite.
Is it?
Out of those, yes.
I wish I knew more. That's my daughter's huge into it, but it's kind of out of my league. Any sports movies?
Sports. Glory Road is a phenomenal movie.
Oh, is it ever? So many themes there. And it's probably hard. Well, of course, you see it, so you understand it. But I'm sure for you, as it was even for me as someone who's just kind of a clown that hangs around with the team, I found it very painful to watch.
Mm-hmm.
To think that actually happened, and then you think about the people you know that are on the team, probably for you, your teammates, and think, I cannot believe that happened in our country. I mean, that's I felt. It's just stunning.
Yeah. I mean, we made leaps and bounds, like socially, but we still have a long way to go. But, yeah, it's crazy that, like, when my father was growing up, when you were growing up, that was actually prevalent in our society. And I'm glad that we've made leaps and bounds to where we are now, but we still need to go leaps and bounds even farther.
Absolutely, that's true. Well, of course, as you know, what's interesting about that movie, it has all kinds of Oklahoma State ties. You know, with Coach Haskins being an Oklahoma State guy. Of course, Mo Iba being his assistant. I mean, a lot of things rooted in basketball have roots here, and that's one of those things. And it's just, you think back to that. You think back to that time, and they were the first Cinderella when you really stop and think about it. The first Cinderella. In fact, you bring it up to the Kansas people. You remember, of course, they said JoJo White at the end of the regional final had stepped out of bounds when he made the shot. The Kansas people will swear, and they get really angry that he was not out of bounds. But history doesn't say it that way. Any other sports movies?
Denzel Washington does a great job in Remember the Titans.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
See, that's a big-time movie. I'm trying to think.
That's a great one.
Sports movies. We'll just stick with those two.
Yeah. Have you gone back into the 70s and 80s in the sports genre, like a Bull Durham or a Major League? Anything like that?
If not, you should. Yeah. I've seen Angels in the Outfield. I don't know how far that is.
Nah, that goes back. Not quite that far.
Not that far.
So I got one for you. If you like just kind of slapstick humor, now it's got a little pizzazz to it, so to speak, you've got to watch Major League. Absolutely hilarious.
Okay.
And they capture, in the movie, a lot of – they basically are basing it off guys.
Okay.
So there's a guy named Soranto that is one of the main characters. I swear to goodness, I used to cover the Cardinals Major League Baseball. I swear to goodness, he's Pedro Guerrero. I mean, that's who that is. It's absolutely hilarious. Thomas DeZagua here. We're going to talk a little more film. We'll work our way into some basketball, too, here at Slim Chickens for the Coach Boynton Radio Show. And remember, next time you're here in our great city in Stillwater, make sure to stop by the Cowboy Travel Plaza, Game Day Ironworks, Game Day Events, Merrifield Office Supply, Charlie's Discount Drug, Dupree Sporting Goods, BNC Business Products, and Furniture Showcase. These great Stillwater businesses are proud partners of the Visit StillwaterOK.org Shop and Stillwater program supporting all the OSU athletic teams. Back with more after this from Slim Chickens. It's the Coach Boynton Radio Show from Learfield.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. But they can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments. It doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hello, it's me, the designer jeans in the back of your closet. What happened to us? I used to summer in the Hamptons, and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Okay, maybe I never really fit you right, but I got a lot more Sunday fun days left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel!
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy. And you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Back at Slim Chickens, the Coach Boynton Radio Show continues. Be sure to check out the largest selection of OSU merchandise at the University Store on campus. Shop the location inside Gallagher Rival Arena during all home games. You can also shop online 24/7 at shopokstate.com. And still some time before Christmas to get some things done. Get those OSU gifts for your friends and family. Thomas DeZagua is with us. Okay, so one more kind of movie question. If pick one movie, if just like... It's a go-to. If you just like, you know what, I'll go back and watch that again. Is there one that's like, you know what, I don't mind watching it over and over?
One go-to. Well, I said earlier Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
A go-to movie. I'm not a big, I'm a big actor guy. Good Will Hunting, I'll say Good Will Hunting.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably, I'm a huge Robin Williams fan.
I was going to say, who are your favorites?
Robin Williams, Denzel Washington, Will Smith. Tom Hanks is good. Those are probably like my top four right now.
So let me ask
you, huge Robin Williams guy.
Oh, who isn't? I mean, what an unbelievable talent. It's so sad we lost him too young, too early.
I know.
Do you ever think, and you probably haven't, do you ever think about the similarities between what they do and what you do? Because if you stop and think about it, they're there. Don't you think?
I mean, I never stop and think about it. But if I did stop and think about it, I could probably draw on a lot of similarities.
You ever act?
No, I'm not.
Oh, he'd be good, though. I mean, I can tell you, John Cooper's, Coach Cooper's yelling. He's like, yeah, he should be. What's this week been like? So what have the film sessions been like? Because I know Coach has been having you guys come in individually. What's that been about?
They've been great. Just talking, trying to see where everybody's at academically and on the court and even off the court, just how we're living and stuff. Coach does a great job just trying to be very personal. Yeah, we talk about basketball and we talk about school a lot, but he's also a great, like, people person. He's a great person that you can just interact with and talk about things outside of basketball and school.
It almost seems like to me, I don't know that I've been around many, if any, coaches as good at creating confidence in his players as he is. Do you feel that way?
Absolutely.
How's he do it?
How does he do that? He just reiterates the when you do something good, he'll tell you. And then when you, let's say you do something bad, he will the way he coaches is constructive.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like the way he does, like if you do make a mistake, the way he points it out is very constructive, and it's a very good positive tone. So the way he instills a lot of confidence is being very positive with players.
You know, and I think I don't remember the number, but the end of the West Virginia game in Morgantown, the end of the Kansas game in Lawrence, and maybe it was the end of the OU game here, over like the last 4 minutes of those games, you guys shot like 70-some percent from the field. Which usually it goes the other direction because it's crisis.
Yeah.
And all I could think of, as people have asked in the offseason, is I think that has to do with their confidence and their state of mind that's like, no big deal. We got this. I mean, was that the temperament?
No doubt. I mean, a lot of our players here at Oklahoma State, we spend a lot of time in the gym. A lot of us are hard workers, and that comes from our coaching staff and the guys behind the scenes. The whole coaching staff is very hard workers, always being in film, always, anytime I call them up or any of our players call them up, they're always willing to come to the gym and work us out. So just you build confidence through your work. And when it's crunch time, last year we played really well.
This group seems pretty tight this year too.
Absolutely.
It seems really tight. Mm-hmm. Okay, so as far as you're concerned, as you look at your game, what are you most happy about at this point this season, and what's the thing that you really hope that you can improve as we sit here on finals week?
What am I really happy about?
What are you happy about? You're one of the best three-point shooters in the country by percentage. I would think that would be of some joy, perhaps. But
yeah. I mean, I could say that. It would be a scapegoat answer.
That's the easy way out. Yeah, so what do you want to get better at?
I want to cut down on turnovers. I mean, I have a positive to negative ratio in assist to turnovers, but I feel like some of my turnovers have been uncharacteristic. And
sure.
For being a smart player, I have sometimes uncharacteristic turnovers that I would like to cut down. And just being more of a leader, I like to – you can always improve. I mean, my whole game I could improve on, but just leading guys and continue bringing guys to the gym and – trying to be positive with guys.
Fantastic.
Like to improve.
Sounds good. Thank you for the time. Thanks for coming by.
No problem.
Look forward to seeing you this weekend.
Yes, sir.
That's Thomas DeZagua back to wrap things up in a moment from Slim Chickens. It's the Coach Point Radio Show from Learfield.
Hey, Cowboys fans. Academy Sports and Outdoors is the place to go when you need the gear to support your team. Academy is your one-stop shop for Oklahoma State jerseys, T-shirts, caps, novelty items, and more at everyday low prices. Be sure to visit your local Academy store or academy.com to stock up on OSU gear for the season. Academy Sports and Outdoors, proud partner of the Oklahoma State Cowboys.
The right stuff, the low price, every day.
Nothing about being a police officer is routine. But with so many drunk drivers, some days feels like a broken record. Every day, I pull over another one. Sometimes it's the same one. Seems like some people never learn. If I keep pulling them over, maybe they will. Drive sober or get pulled over. Let's end DUI. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Highway Safety Office and Department of Public Safety.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name. Oh, yeah.
At Charlie's Discount Drug, our pharmacists answer your phone calls directly, and we believe in personalized, face-to-face service from people that you know. We value our customers at Charlie's Discount Drug, 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Wrapping things up on a chilly, wet Thursday. Glad you spent the hour with us as we talked Oklahoma State basketball. Here's a game plan for the weekend. Team will head to Sioux Falls, South Dakota on Saturday. It's a neutral site game, although the crowd will be mainly Nebraska fans, as you might expect. It's not that far for their fans to travel to Sioux Falls. Be playing at the Pentagon, the old throwback place. Remember, we played Minnesota there 3 years ago, and place that looks like it's out of the 40s. That's where we'll be. It's a really cool venue in Sioux Falls. The game is a 6 o'clock game on Sunday night. Pre-game coverage at 5. It is on the Big Ten Network, so that can be problematic for some. So you got a couple days to come up with a game plan as to where you're going to watch that. You've got somebody that's loaded, that's got cable with all those stations on it, so go to his house. All right, we are finished from here. Hope you've enjoyed it. We'll talk to you Sunday. For Coach Cooper, Thomas DeZoglo, I'm Dave Hunziker. This has been the Coach Boynton Radio Show from Slim Chickens in Learfield.
On the Cowboys Sports Network, this has been the Coach Mike Boynton Radio Show. Brought to you by Brahms Ice Cream and Dairy Stores, Farm Fresh for 50 years. Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs. Charlie's Discount Drug. Discount is our middle name. Located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. And by Oklahoma Highway Safety Office. Together we can end DUI. Visit NDUIOK.com to learn more. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Cowboys Sports Network.